Welcome, adventurers, to Probability of Demise, the podcast where critical fumbles meet critical facepalms. Join us as we delve into the darkest dungeons, slay the stupidest gremlins, and roll enough ones to make a beholder weep. Forget epic storylines and heroic deeds. Here we celebrate the chaotic beauty of bad rolls, questionable decisions, and characters with more charisma than sense. We'll be your dungeon masters of disappointment, guiding you through campaigns where the only guaranteed treasure is a mountain of laughter, and maybe some psychic scarring. So grab your Nat 1 dice, strap on your anxiety helmets, and prepare to witness the glorious train wreck that is our D&D journey. Because, in the end, even if your character dies face first into a pile of pudding, at least you'll have the dice god's permission to laugh your ass off. Welcome back. It's our fifth episode of Probability of Demise. So exciting to see you. Five. We can count past
five. Well, not yet.
We can only count to 20 and then we're out of dice.
We can only count to 20 and I'm out of fingers and toes unless something bad happens soon. With that transition, loveliness, and the gore, it is time for our most favorite part of the day.
Word of the day.
Okay. So today's word of the day is apalm. A-P-L-O-M-B, which means self-confident or assurance, especially when in a demanding situation. Used in a sentence, it is... The speaker handled the tough questions with palm.
With the palm?
With a palm. A plume. Showcasing confidence and expertise.
Jessica has delivered the word of the day with a plume.
A plume.
I think we're at the state where like everybody currently has...
It might actually be a plum. You might be right.
Inspiration from this hot mess of a thing, except for Jess. So maybe nice. Jess, just to practice that word a few times.
Sorry. I just forget it. Like, I'm just so in the moment where I'm like, oh, good job. Everyone else got it.
I don't want you to be like feeling like I'm digging at you, but I'm also like,
we want you also to be inspired.
Please be inspired.
I have a confession to make. I've been saying that word wrong all my life, and Jess was correct. It's aplomb. I lose my inspiration. Jess can have my inspiration.
To inspiration for willingly embracing failure. And Serafina gets negative two inspiration for doing a silly dance.
That's what I get for being cocky.
Oh, for saying a really funny word that makes me giggle every time Serafina gets two inspiration back. So you're now at zero. Last time when we were together, you had delved into a brewery alehouse, resolved a bit of a riddle puzzle situation, attacked a pack of tail-entwined rats, followed another rat to a toilet, and come out of the bathroom to find Sticky Beak. Yay! Not at all confusing. No need to worry about the potential potty plumbing experiments that the team went through. You can listen to the last couple of episodes to understand exactly why they would do such strange and curious things. But you come out of the toilet seat, stand up in the tiny little bathroom, the three of you, open the door, and there is Sticky Beak in a dimly lit office in Underton, one filled with maps, papers, and cryptic trinkets, and a very confused-looking Sticky Beak. Welcome back to Probability of Demise, and welcome back to our characters, Ulua, Gus, Gusundin, Sniffle, and Serafina. There you are, Sticky Beak's dimly lit office in Underton. You can see there's maps and posters and some cryptic little trinkets of a PI. No oversized posters of himself on the back wall painted, or paintings of, you know, tree landscapes like we've seen in another particular office.
but there is just the space, and Sticky Beak has through the bathroom.
I'm the just going silence to as we continues. As we start to kind of figure out exactly where we are, I'm just going to start to use prestidigitation to remove certain odors and textures from my body.
Oh, you have the same squeak. I think prestidigitation officially in this world now requires the eek sound that Asher
invented this spell, and now
it is Asher's prestidigitation. There's a different type, but if you have Asher's prestidigitation,
it's a subclass of the spell.
Is it because you're a bard, so you learned this from the bard college, and now?
That's it.
Alua got it from like an old text that Bard, Asher had
Bard 101, how to clean up your own messes.
All right. So we hear the sound of
I hear dolphins. What?
Perhaps you would like to tell us what's going on, because we just crawled through a toilet for you and we still don't know why we're here exactly.
The door collapsed, so I sent some messages through a hole. I guess I could have sent it through that hole. I just had hoped you would be able to help either get me out, or apparently there's a different entrance to this space that I wasn't aware of. So
it was a little confusing down there. So
you you didn't find the front entrance?
We only found a collapsed entrance.
And you couldn't just get it cleared? No. Using a strange entrance of a different sort makes total sense. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Do any of us, and I look at my colleagues, look like the type to be able to handle hard physical labor?
It's not like we would just walk around carrying a shovel all the time. That would be weird.
Or a pickaxe.
Well, I suppose this puts me in a conundrum, because I was hoping to delegate to those who can delegate where necessary. Do none of you have friends who could...
Huh. All of my friends also don't like to have to worry about chipping a nail.
I don't have many friends. Sorry.
You came in through the brewery. You could have asked some of the university folks. They have people who carry around huge casks. You could have asked some of the folks who let you in for assistance.
We just kind of put ourselves in. We abandoned a brewery tour and.
And also, you made it seem like you were in danger, so it wasn't something where
the roof fell in. That's pretty dangerous. Thought this was rescue. Did not. Clearly, my thinking was not as broad as yours to choose the plumbing as the exit that I needed.
Right. Well, shall we go back the way we came, I suppose?
No. I do have other... I came through a break... Came to a breakthrough, probably while you were on your way here, and he gestures to the maps behind him. I'm stuck...
Just to clarify, are these maps in the bathroom?
No, you've all hopefully at this point moved out of the bathroom and into the office to fully see that dimly lit Underton office that I had described, the one filled with maps and papers and random trinkets here and there. So this is my private office. I find that fame fuels a pain in the ass, and so I work through intermediaries most of the time. And there's a case that took me away from the murder of my dearest canary. And I hope that you had picked up on that I was being torn in two different directions, not that I was trying to throw a case to you. I still need to resolve some aspects of that. So I've heard rumors of the rooftop murders around the strip. Two bodies were found in an alleyway, and it sparked something. It reminded me of something that relates to the other case that I'm working on. There is a bat messenger master, one of my key informants, and I believe that they were killed around the same time as my primary investigations subject or victim was killed. The details have not been made public yet that I'm aware of, because I've been stuck down here.
Were they perchance killed on a rooftop and left underneath a parapet?
No, but the parapet is what reminded me of the Batmaster. Because bats often live in parapets. And it was an amazing case. Two bodies. One was tucked at the parapet, and the other was at the bottom of an alleyway. And it's a strange case. No leads yet, so trying to figure that one out. But it's not really my investigation. I need to maintain focus. And he looks over at you, Serafina. If you would like to take on that one and be a primary on the investigation of these murders, I'm sure I can put in good word with the watch.
Well, those two people were involved in the killing of your canary, and we killed them in self-defense.
You see him processing this.
I'm going to, like, dig through my stuff and find the notes that they were carrying about, like, you know, silence her and, like, whatever all that stuff was, and just hold them out.
Oh.
Does this mean I solved it? Can I still get that good word?
Well, now we don't want you to be involved with the watch on this particular case because...
Right.
You're conflicted now. Solving a current murder investigation in which you may be described as the perpetrators of the murder, even though we might not describe such as a murder.
You might understand why I chose not to report this.
I fully understand why you chose not to share that, and I am both suppressed and surprised by this. Well, regardless of all that, I refuse to be distracted. My key informant, the Batmaster, a rumor is that my primary victim that I'm seeking to understand more from, they are victim... I'm so distracted by this whole idea that the three of you just killed people and left bodies out, and that is...
It was not willy-nilly.
They were trying to kill Serafina and Alua.
Okay. More context is helpful.
We went to pursue the stage manager, and these... thugs climbed out of a window and ran, and I followed them. Of his residence. I ran and followed them. And followed them back around to the rooftop where they were overlooking Serafina and Alua, and overheard them saying that they need to kill them to silence them from following up on the investigation. I warned Serafina and Alua, and then battle
ensued.
And
they shot crossbow bolts at me.
Yes.
Self-defense.
Yeah, I'm an investigator, not the law. And I'm going to worry about this less, except if anything comes back to haunt any of us. I think in the interim, I will reach out once I can figure out a way out of here that does not require using the loo. And seek to quietly subvert that investigation on your behalf and my own. At any rate, I need help finding one of the bats that belonged to the Batmaster and a message that it had from my highest priority client at the moment. I am feeling like you may not be as capable as I've seen you in the past, and or a little bit, I'm a little bit nervous about this delicate situation. So please help me understand how you might, if you could be of assistance, and maybe I shouldn't be offering anything, but, well, I leave it to you. Do you feel...
I was just painting in the woods. You brought me into this, so... It sounds like you need me more than I need you.
Yes, I'm a little offended. To be honest, none of this, except for maybe Serafina here, none of this is our main line of work. We are doing this because, you know, we have been recruited and or, you know, have been asked for our help. So perhaps the criticism should be turned back on the recruiter rather than the recruited.
Well, I sought you out, Alua, directly because you have seemed to, in the past, really understood the delicate situation that we are in politically. And some of the things that have happened as you've been brought together as a trio.
That's understandable, but I've also never had, I've never been in a situation in any of our previous work where I've been afraid for my life.
Oh, so perhaps this is not up to, you're not up to this type of task, and I should seek support elsewhere.
Tell me about the Bat Messenger and what you need us to do.
I'm not feeling up to that anymore. I feel like...
I crawled through a toilet for you, young man.
Roll an
intimidation check. Technically, didn't we kind of like float?
Where's the air horn work?
Did you really?
That is a 24.
Awesome. You see him step back a little bit. It does show commitment to crawl through feces on a message that you each received, and that you came together with each of your messages is even more impressive. It does show that there is a team possible here that could be a very effective team. So I suppose your commitment is clear to me, Gus. I wonder if commitment is enough, and I am concerned about the bigger case that I may have before me and sharing any of those relevant details with you or the extended team. I feel, Gus, if I leave you alone to resolve this, it would be unfair. So I am. He kind of looks at Alua and Serafina, uncertain if the other skill sets here are enough. Yes, Gus, I do see your value, and I would seek not to lose you in this.
Well, I am not.
Now I'm definitely offended, and I go to crawl back through the toilet.
I am not interested in working this by myself, so if you're not interested in them, then I'm not interested in staying.
Also, my brother trained under you. You trained him, and he trained me. So if you don't trust me, I would say that's a you issue, because, you know, the training circle.
She's not wrong.
So
I looked to you, Serafina, for your unique skills and perspectives, not necessarily as an investigator, but for your other talents, and perhaps this fellowship should dissolve itself.
Oh, well, then there's nothing to fear. No. I'm going to point to Gus, and I go, my brother liked this old guy. I'm sticking with him. Wherever he goes, I go, whether you like it or not.
Could you go ahead and roll an insight check?
Insight check. Yes. Okay. 19, 20, 21.
Ooh. Send you a message, Serafina.
Oh. I don't know about y'all, but I was serious. I am making my way back towards the toilet hole.
I'm gonna be like, Lua, wait. I'm not a bard.
Yes.
Just, I know we haven't worked together a lot, but like the three of us do work really well together. We should try to show him that I think he's going through a really hard time. And so like he's projecting onto us his insecurities. So come on. I know you're amazing. Gus knows you're amazing. So does he. He's just stressed. Please come back.
I'm a little confused as to how he thinks that if someone is murdered, how that isn't a dangerous, like investigating that isn't dangerous. And like the fact that, you know, we are putting ourselves at risk and having to defend ourselves, people are going to get hurt. And so if he does want people to investigate this and allow themselves to become victims as well, then I'm not the girl for this party. So
I'm not going to let anything happen to your beautiness.
I mean, I appreciate both you too. I don't know if fun can be used appropriately, but I definitely enjoyed the time we've worked together. I found it thrilling. I found it stimulating. I thought we were helping people, which is what I set out to do when I started taking on this work. But yet, if we collectively aren't what he wants, I don't think we should have to change. I think we work together.
I think he's just stretched thin, and will you just give me like 10 more minutes, and I'm gonna envision my brother and try to like fix this. I don't want you to leave.
I won't. I'll let you do whatever you feel is necessary.
Okay, thank you. After you, my lady.
I walk back in and I look for any sort of sitting apparatus slash furniture, and I take a seat and I cross one leg over the other, and then I cross my arms and I just level one of these at Sticky Beak.
He doesn't even seem to be noticing you right now. He's
no, that's fine. It's just
turned all of his attention over. And as you're looking at him, are you like paying attention to him, or are you just projecting how you're feeling?
At first, I'm projecting how I'm feeling. And then once I'm able to kind of let those feelings pass, depending on how long whatever Seraphine is doing, I'll start to observe, because I realize I'm not being observed, so I'm not being engaged, and therefore I start to get bored.
Okay, so you let me know when that happens for Ulua, and I'll let Seraphina continue her plan.
If I look
so I'm gonna
at the maps and the things on the wall, can I like discern anything from that as Seraphina's talking to Sticky Beak?
Yes, you can. Go ahead and roll an investigation check, and then as soon as Seraphina gets past it done,
investigation.
I thought it was beautiful.
I don't even think he noticed.
Seraphina, go ahead and 14 your whatever you're gonna do. You see exactly how I shared with you, almost entirely shut down at this point.
14 on the investigation roll.
I'm gonna go up to Gus and be like, Gus, can I borrow your magnifying glass?
Yes, there you go.
Okay, thank you. And I'm gonna, you know, start. Yeah, I'm gonna put it up to my eye and be like, now, Sticky Beak, I understand that you are very stressed out.
Like it's a monocle.
You know. But also, like, looking, you know, trying to appear like a detective. And I see that you don't have trust in us. And I think you should, because I have a magnifying glass, and you know me, and I know you, and you know my skills, and I trust these two. Thus, you should also trust them. Let us ease your stress. Put your faith into us. Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'm my focus has shifted to Seraphina, and I catch on hopefully to what she's doing. At which point, I just kind of whisper. I'm gonna wink at her and say, "You got this." And just like, but like a little like, "You got this," and then inspiration.
And then as she does that, Seraphina, I'm not sure what would happen when a seafoam green blue person blushes, but whatever that color is, just her whole face turns that.
You gotta choose the color and let us know what color suffuses your face. Like, what is the blood of a tiefling? Is it red blood, so that this is a red blush into the teal, which, you know, kind of becomes like a purplish thing? Or like, what do you think is going on here?
Yeah, I think it'd probably be like a really dark red blood. So what happens when you mix red and green?
Blue green.
Green blue.
Black.
So she
just like super suffused.
Just like a
blue black.
Purple bluey purpledness. Just
yeah.
Just beep.
Dark blushes.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Almost starts to go into her horns, but stops because they're horns.
Like where the skin overlaps on the horns, there's like the fade.
Yep.
Ahead and roll a persuasion check with the sorry, I totally just at that point I was like, yes, this is with the benefits of Ulua's inspiration.
Yeah. As I roll, I'm going to continue my speech because it's so good. I'm going to hand my thing back to Gus and simply say, I know that you may be doubting our skills as a group, but let us, we have not let you down yet completely. So just, you know, give us one more chance to help you in your need. And I rolled a something. What do we want?
Persuasion.
Persuasion. Oh, thank God. Plus four. Okay, so.
And then you also have inspiration from Alua.
Yeah, wasn't great. Six. That's going to be a solid. Oh, it's a six. Oh, thank God. Much better. Not still that great, but. Oh. 16.
That's not bad. Remember, okay, your levels. You've gotten so used to being a level 20 genius that you got to hold on to the idea that, like, that's actually really awesome. Okay, normal, good. Everyday peasant person rolls a 10, and that's, like, normal every day. I've accomplished great things. So don't poo-poo the high-level rolls that are less than 20. So, Zephyrine, with that roll, you see the sticky beak takes a breath, perks up. I'm struggling a little bit here. So, here, maybe you can make something else out of this. And he tosses you that contraption you saw just behind him.
I'd like to put all of my magnifying glasses down.
Okay, I would like you to roll a
tinkering check. Which now I find is dumb because I had magnifying things in my goggles. Yet I took Gus's magnifying glass.
It was for effect.
I loved it. Yes. I was like, that is so.
We were with you every step of the way.
I have tinkering tools, but I can't find them.
Well, they don't have a rollable on them. You just have proficiency in them.
So okay.
You have proficiency in a ton of tools, by the way.
Yeah.
But so, you roll a d20.
Okay. Roll a d20. Okay.
Add your proficiency bonus to it.
Efficiency bonus. Okay.
And then in this case, add your intelligence modifier to that.
Intelligence modifier. Even with that, it's not good. 11.
11! Scotland!
I'm so confused.
11!
So you're looking at this, and you can see that it's been very badly mangled. You can see that part of it that actually usually carries the message has been torn off and is not part of this little contraption, the harness, and some of the buckles that were there. So you know that the rest of this is probably still attached to the bat. That's as much as I can give you with that roll. But just looking at it, you can see what's missing is the message piece and a piece that would attach that. It's gotten ripped off. So it's either still attached to the bat or something, but something has occurred where most of this messaging harness and most of its safety guards have been ripped free of the bat itself.
Mm-hmm. And then Gus's mappage. I don't know if that will help with this at all.
I'm going to screw the magnifying glass back onto my staff and then hold it up to the map. And then I would be like, these are all Grange brand facilities.
Sticky Beak just makes eye contact with Gus and nods his head.
Is Grand's brand your other client?
Well, I don't. Well, I appreciate Miss Serafina reviewing that bit of evidence there. I'm just not certain that this is the task that you all wish to get involved in. And he looks over at Alua. There is danger here. There's danger in all aspects of life. There's danger in your work. Every day you take risks and you've worked to alleviate those risks for many. I admired that bravery you had. I did not realize that you no longer felt that
I'm just behind Sticky Beak being like, trying to mouth like, you got this. Tell him we're awesome. Like really bad charades of like, like.
Lua, you had that opportunity to observe him without him observing you. Would you have liked to roll an insight check?
Sure. Begrudgingly so.
Well, if you don't want to, don't do it.
No, I do. I think I'm just saying, like, in terms of where her attitude is at right now, it's like she's watching him, but only because.
Okay, then you roll an insight check. If the attitude is still there, you don't feel like it would be role play wise what she would do, don't do it.
Yeah. What is it you want from us? We work well together. At least that's the impression that I got. I don't understand what it is you're asking of us. You want us to take this case or no? You want us to take this case but change our methods? You need to speak plainly here.
I can't give you a case that you're not comfortable performing in. If danger is no longer something you embrace, I should not
danger is fine. World. You just have to understand that we're going to defend ourselves if
the situation arises. Totally expect you to take care of yourselves. However, not having information means I may have put investigators onto you without realizing that I was unaware of the bodies. And if I had known this information, I could have subverted that investigation. And now there is a full-fledged investigation funded by the Hollow Council into those who... And I could have helped avert this. But also, if you're feeling unsafe and you don't wish to be in those spaces, it's better for me to break off this relationship now.
As a private investigator yourself, you understand that the day-to-day actions of our investigation are not something you'll always necessarily be privy to, and our role is to provide you a report when we solve the problem we've been assigned.
So, as someone who's...
For you to accuse us now of withholding information from you, that's not the case. We just had not finished our investigation.
I just fear that you're more acting in loose cannon mode. Bodies that were not something that were felt important enough to share. You can see the complication here, right?
I understand what you're saying now. Before, I thought you are still judging us for, at least it feels like it, for having defended ourselves. However,
the judgment is not on your defense of yourselves. It's now that I have potentially incriminated you and have to work against my own advice to
So let me ask this. I have contacts in the Hollow Council that I can, you know, possibly try to at least coordinate with to perhaps it in a way we can, you know, with between Gus's esteemed reputation, my esteemed reputation, perhaps we can somewhat come forward and explain that we were attacked. They didn't need to know why we were being followed. Me and my line of work, it happens in general. There's violence against Combshare all the time. It's one of the many reasons that I fight so hard to provide a safe haven for many girls that aren't affiliated with any houses.
Perhaps we should just leverage the information from the ledger to make this go away.
Or that.
I would like Lua to roll a persuasion check with advantage based on Gus's sharing.
Okay. 22.
Okay, that was with advantage?
Yeah, I rolled a 15 and I have a plus 7.
Cool. You can see his eyes as you speak soften, become, I mean, it's an avian face, so there's always a hard edge to a beaked face. But you can see his eyes soften and his feathers go from slick and tense to a little fluffier. And as you end your statements to him, he says, I just don't want to be creating a worse situation because I don't know enough to help alleviate things.
Well, maybe as long as we're all here for the foreseeable future, until we decide to leave one way or the other, we could set some ground rules about what it is you expect of us if we continue to work as a group, what information you would want to know.
You don't. And Serafina's just in the back, just like, me.
And I think Serafina has some ideas.
Sticky beak turns and a huge beak blocks Serafina's face as soon as his beak turns. But then.
I have a suggestion. It seems to me, from what I have been observing, that you wish to have more information of us throughout our journeys. And I'm going to hold up the thing he just gave me, and I go, I'm not totally understand this yet, but what if I can make something that will send you a letter, and I'll write all the things we've been up to and send it to you?
If it can get through a caved-in wall or through a hole in a toilet.
Yep, I can do that. I don't know about the wall, but I mean, maybe you got something through the wall. The toilet, I'll just make it waterproof.
Well, there's no water there. You do realize that you crawled through the sewers of the city.
Yeah, it was wet down there. And then I just like hold up my shirt and be like, I'm still a little damp.
You just, on the other side of Sticky Beak, you just see Lua now.
Gus will just be like, when you're done.
So, I mean, that might help a little bit. You know, I don't know how long it'll take for me to make one, but I'm good at making stuff.
Here's
she is what very, I think very good.
What I would request. Things that the city currently deems illegal, felonies, maybe not worried so much about misdemeanors, but those things that could land you in prison or worse, let me know so I can help. And as he turns and he sees Alua kind of eek, he says, so I can start eeking them. Or let you know where to talk politically to eek them. And his face is just fully enchanted and entranced by your prestidigitation at this moment.
Is that your squirrel?
And as he says this, he nods to Gus and says, you were correct. Those are all Grand's Brand's locations. And this is where I need to ask you all to tell me. Grand's Brand, for centuries, has done impressive things and occasionally horrifying things for Overton and Underton, but many here directly and indirectly find their employ and their livelihood and their homes through that organization. They have survived wars. They have survived the Guild Wars. They have survived the Ascended and continue to provide a lot of work and spur explorations of the continents beyond Atland. I believe that they were even involved in the moon expeditions at some point. This investigation is going to close with their dealings and work quite closely, and has the potential, if it's not handled well, to destroy that organization. Handled in a careful manner, though, it could strengthen the very fabric of the city and the people that live here.
May I ask a clarifying question?
Please. If I can't answer it without pulling you too deeply, I will.
Oh, I just meant to ask, which people will it strengthen?
The everyday folk who live on and below the surface of Underton and Overton. It might destabilize some more lofty perches, which...
Oh, what a shame.
Sounds like my kind of job.
Sounds like a real party I'd want to attend.
I thought it might appeal to you, but I also don't want to put you in the situation if it's...
I mean, we absolutely can keep you informed when situations like that happen from now on. I think it left us all perhaps a little on edge. And so it's, you know, when something like that happens, it's you don't run and tell someone by default. So I think all three of us.
When you're working as a contractor, you don't necessarily want to bring your client into the know and incriminate them as well. So there's also that.
Well, I may have fumbled that and created more culpability should you be found out, so I'll be working to resolve that.
Well, like I said, if there's anything I can do with my contacts in the Hollow Council, or if it comes to the point where somehow they find evidence of us, and it would be best if we come forward and explain the majority of what they would need to know as to what happened.
I'll seek to feed a little rumor you might hear about in this next assignment that I'm requesting of you. And he has a file that he proffers to you. If you're willing to take this, I'll share with you what I've been investigating. And this specific work is around that bat harness and finding out what message is missing. Because it could prove crucial to my case. Are you up for this opportunity?
I found a lot of lost animals.
I spend doing nothing, but I suppose.
He looks at Alua.
If they're in, I'm in.
Grand is dead, and he passes the manila folder.
Well, that's troubling.
All probability.
Wait, Rick, I assume that this is
This is, I mean, roll a history check, Serafina, like with advantage because you've lived here your whole life. But
like that would make him really, really old, right?
This is the current head of household. And
okay.
I think all of you, without having to roll any sort of history check, just know that the grand family has been a very linear line of individuals. Each grand has only had one child that survived through to adulthood, to inheritance, and this grand does not have any children. This is the end of the grand line, as far as you're aware, and it is mind-boggling. Like, if you thought about, like, during the height of the industrialist revolutions, any of those big, huge industrialist families, just the amount of connections, power, money, folks who were employed, if their line just suddenly ended, what would happen?
Like if we ran out of Kennedys.
Well, these days that might not have as huge of an impact, but like...
If we ran out of Kennedys in 1973.
60. Yeah, 1960, yeah. Like, this is a family that was tremendous. 18 on your history check? Okay, so with that additional piece, I would say that you also know that Grand's brand started off as this bombastic, historically, bombastic sort of sales pitch that grew and grew and grew and grew. And now it is a organization so deeply entrenched into the society that there are operations in effect that are literally like how the sewage works. They're owned and operated by Grand's brands. To huge big deals of like daily things of like the magical farming. And one of the things that has happened over the centuries is Grand's brand has grown, and each generation of Grand's brand head of household has arisen. There have been waves of good and bad things that have happened, but on the whole, it's been an altruistic organization that's sought to grow Overton's success and prominence, and also tried to lift up a lot of the other cities around the whole of Atland. But Overton, being the original Grand's home base, has definitely benefited the most from these pieces. And then, like, even just thinking through history, like, there are certain grants that have actually subverted economic success to make sure people had what they needed, and they were some of the biggest spenders during the period of time when magic for everybody was a big deal. Like that, it's still an ongoing civil rights sort of thing, but making magic available to anyone and having the access that magic provided, having the economic wherewithal, has been a major part of the Grand brand vision. And they've pushed really heavily on that to the point where there was a couple of times where the Grand's brand had grown as a family of people, like the actual family had grown, only to be cut down by assassins and others who, you know, were unhappy with the Grand brand choices and behaviors and what they were championing. Can't say that word. There have also been big mistakes. They were the ones who started the magical farming, which has caused magical pollution, which messed up a few different things. They were the ones who tried to get Cragside crowds to float. They wanted to have a normal, everyday part of the city be a successful floating island, not just these wizard's towers everywhere. And while they got it to float, they couldn't keep it up, and they couldn't get it to hold still. So that's why the Cragside crowds has been chained to the city in the way that it's been chained, and why it has its kind of mix of well-to-do and rough and tumbleness. So they've never been perfect, but there's a ton of infrastructure that just relies on that Grand's brand's promise.
Mm-hmm. In that case, Serafina will go at the news.
Immediate in roleplay, but much delayed in not roleplay. Yeah.
That's not how it works in D&D, right?
Look, just like 8 minutes later.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have talked so much anyways.
No, it's
no, it was good information.
The file that was handed to you, looking through it quickly, it's information on the deceased Batmaster's home / workshop. And there's some information about how it's definitely abandoned at this point, and it's been sealed by the authorities to kind of like keep others out, with a couple of descriptions of how to use the roofs to get in. There is a whole sheaf of things about watching out for the rooftop killers, which you are after the series of conversations know who those people are. And that there's a lot of rumors.
If it wasn't us, it would have been the other people. So,
and there's a whole bunch of rumors swirling about the rooftop killers. And Succubeak has a lot of notes in there that very much come from the angle of this is probably a problem and you need to be careful of and take care of. And if you find anything, here are the key investigators to inform of the issues. And it's there's a little bit of like, that's us. We don't have to worry about that so much anymore. But there is, in part of that, one thing that sticks out to you is there's a start to a rumor that the rooftop killers are vigilantes. And that they have, because one of the people identified was identified as someone who had been hitting people up for money, protection money in the strip area.
It's me, the Green Arrow, Gus.
You get the information that the home of the Batmaster is probably locked, probably passively being guarded by some member of the watch, and may have some traps set because of the high-profile nature of Grand's death, and that Grand's death is currently on the download, that they're trying to keep it, they're trying to squash any information around that. They also share that they don't know where in the workshop the bats go to when they don't have when the Batmaster isn't actively there taking care of them. So there's, you just kind of, you're unsure. And Succubeak kind of wrote out like he's never been in that space before. He just recommends that, you know, you might have to do some checks because these are magically treated bats. That might be an avenue of investigation or any other way or method you might have to finding one of these messenger bats. And the last kind of sheaf of this information is, if you find the bat dead, there are some ways to find out more information, but look for the message, which will hopefully still be attached. And if you find the bat alive without the message, see if there's a way to figure out where that message has been placed, because it may be crucial to absolving someone very close to Grand of the crime who would be very useful to further investigations. But at this point, they can't be a trusted individual. So you can read through all that information.
I cast Speak with Dead Animal.
Speak with the dead. And I think that's it. I think that's all the information Succubeak has collated in there. But you zip through it. I don't have much more information than that. So if you're in it now, I hate to say this to you, but the information you have now could, if an ascended realized you know what you know, they would love to gain control.
Well, considering there's already been two assassination attempts on us, including those on the rooftop, and whoever it was that visited us at Serafina's.
Oh, yeah.
Rooftop, perhaps, Gus, your wherever you live might be the best place to store this information? Or is it best if we just commit this to memory and leave it with you?
The council is trying to repossess my house through eminent domain. So I'm working on that. So maybe not there.
Well,
we could leave it at my house. No, I don't want to do that, actually.
I could just put it in my bag of holding. Hang on to it.
I mean, there's a few hideaways in Sincere House that we each have made in order to let's just say there each of us have our own little hidey holes, and none of the other occupants know where anybody else's hidey holes are. So I suppose I could hold on to it for now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I suppose we can go out the way we came and ask for help in removing the rocks so that you can leave, unless you would like to follow us out and oversee that instruction yourself.
He looks towards the bathroom door and looks to you.
Although, are there any other windows?
This is a totally underground space that you're in, so okay. Go ahead and roll roll a perception check to see if you can spot any other ways to make egress, or...
All right, I wasn't sure based on the fact that we rose up to exit the sewers if we were on, like, a ground level or if we were still underground.
No, you're still very much in the underground.
You said perception?
Yeah.
Perception. Ooh, that's not going to be high. 5.
No, never mind.
I love that Serafina's like, never mind. You don't see anything.
I might be able to move the stones.
Sticky Beak's head whips to you.
I don't know if I'm strong enough.
What? How? In what way?
Well, I got one of my runes. I might be able to use those. I just remembered.
I just want to think about and imagine Alua and Gus reacting to someone saying that they can clear the way after they
maybe.
So I don't want know to like if I'm strong pause enough for this moment. And Serafina, what are you thinking of doing? Because I just need to know so badly right now.
I was reading through, and I have Thunder Wave, which for non-living things, they get pushed back 10 feet by the spell's effect.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could push the rocks.
Yeah.
Rurik's saying that, but also there was a cave-in. So,
yeah, I don't know if thunder.
It might just make things a little worse. I appreciate the idea.
That's why I said maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Serafina, you are a tinkerer, an artificer, an engineer of some some development going on here. I would like you to make an intelligence check with advantage about whether or not you could place a thunder wave such that it opened up the space.
As she goes to do that, I just kind of
I'm so smart.
Okay, never mind. If you feel confident, then never mind.
What'd you get, Serafina?
I'm confident.
You should be.
Natural 20 plus 7.
Hey! Pew, pew,
pew, pew. Plus how much?
7. Let's see. Serafina's really smart. Jessica, not so much. So Serafina's like, I know what. No, we can't do that.
Serafina. This was literally designed for you in the last session. And as you're mathematically laying things out and figuring things out, from the other side, you would have had so many places to really get a solid break open for that pile of rubble. From this side, there's only one spot you can place it. You will break some of Sticky Beak's objects, but you can see a way to do it without causing further cave-in.
But if I went to the other side...
If you went back through the sewage, back up the stairs, and to the front of the door, you'd be able to do it without breaking things.
Sticky Beak, how much do you like your stuff? Not all your stuff, just some of the stuff.
What do you mean?
Like if stuff were to break and you couldn't choose which of your stuff would break, would that be okay?
All of our notes for the investigation are in here. Like, this is all of the secrets, all of the, they're files. What are you thinking of doing?
Without even explaining anything, she just like lowers her head and starts heading to the bathroom. I'll be back.
She says, "Sticky Beak." She says, "I'll be back, Sticky Beak."
And I just again? Kind of like go after her, and I just, you know, just grab onto her arm, and I'm like, "What?"
I could move the rocks, but if I do it from this side, stuff is gonna break. But if okay, I do it from the other side, it won't.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can come with you, and I can
No, you're so clean and nice to look at. You don't need to dirty yourself again.
Well, either way, I can clean us again, but you don't have to come back. You can just come through the area you clear, right? You said I'll be right back.
Well, I mean, I'll be back in the sense of, like, I'm gonna come in a different way.
Okay.
But I gotta go out this way.
I'm really not comfortable with you going by yourself. Yeah. Not that I don't think you can handle yourself. I just...
I'll make Gus go.
The rats were not friendly, so...
I mean, they were also... Hearing the Sticky Beak
just turns to you, Gus. Why weren't they friendly? They're usually great neighbors.
Oh, they attacked us.
In a giant...
Really?
In a ball of giant ratness.
Oh, that's not the rats I was thinking of. Oh, okay. Well, that seems like there's some sort of monstrosity happening down there. Maybe I should go check in on my friends.
Right.
The Rat Kingdom.
Well, do you want to come with me after all and make sure the rats don't hurt me?
Sticky Beak, as he had stopped before, because things happened, gestures to his leg, and probably for the first time ever, to your knowledge, because he moves his coat away, you can see that he has a prosthetic leg. I don't travel so well in that manner.
See, it's settled. I'm coming with you.
I just go, fine, but I turn around and I go, but you're too pretty to be dirty.
Honey, I get myself in all sort of sticky situations. You don't need to worry about it. I've cleaned up much worse messes. Believe you me.
Believe you me. Okay.
I'll come with you also. Unless you think I should stay here with...
I mean, we could all just go and I could just blow it up and then he can leave when he wants to. I was just trying to be the hero. But if you all want to just come, you can just come.
I mean, you're still the hero. You're the only one that can get... You're the only one that can move the rocks.
Technically, I'm pushing them, but yeah.
Don't sell yourself short.
Okay.
I got a girl crush.
All right, so Serafina heading down the...
Serafina's so lucky because she's not even laying it on. Anyways,
after order of folks going, three of you, Lua, are you trying to go down the toilet first to be a slow descent on the broom again, or?
Well, now I think, considering, if I'm not mistaken, depending on what I have.
All right, we just have the broom problem. Maybe I won't go so that the broom can hold the weight.
Well, does anybody have rope?
Oh, I bet I do. Probably. It's a good question.
Does anybody have an adventurer's pack? Because then it would be in the...
Well, that's weird, because I have... Mine says adventuring gear.
Rope! I have a rope.
All right.
You have climbing equipment, dude.
Who does?
Serafina.
I do?
She has pitons, hammer. She's got...
Oh, piton. I didn't know what that was.
She's fully... gotten you up the toilet without the umbrella shakiness.
You need to play some Uncharted games, my friend.
I guess so.
You're cracking me up, Serafina.
It's the little things that you...
Mm-hmm.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to secure the rope somehow in the room. I say, well, we don't need...
Am I staying or am I going?
Might as well come.
I mean, am I staying or am I going? Because I forgot I have a voice.
You are coming.
Okay.
Wait, do you do that in character?
Yes.
Take out my immovable rod and I'll just place it above the hole and then we can tie the rope to it. Since we're coming back through, I can grab it.
Okay. I'll tie the knots.
Quickly. Alua, tie the knots with an advantage. Dexterity check.
Can I add my proficiency bonus?
Alua knows a thing or two about tying knots.
Oh, not great. Dexterity, just a dexterity.
These ropes
aren't
as silky as the usual ones.
hold on. Stop. 15 plus my proficiency. Where is my proficiency? Okay, that would be a 17.
Hemp's not your preferred medium, no. But a figure eight on a bite is a figure eight on a bite. You brush away a few little hemp slivers. Not the... Might have to get Serafina some upgrades here.
Add it to my mental list. Buy looking rope.
All right. Yes. Easily able to slide your way down. The rope is tied off successfully. No problems with that. There's no need for special rules about different things.
Never mind that brick in the background just rolling up.
My bricks moved today. You know, they're a little...
She's the collapsed wall at this point.
Great role playing.
So quickly make your way up to that room and here Serafina's staring at this like it's an engineering puzzle that makes so much sense to you now that you're actually properly looking at it and not just plunging forward. And do you cast?
I'm trying to say, Rue.
I'm just trying to remind somebody to watch her spell list.
It's so hard.
You picked it.
I know. I should have just been a puncher.
A puncher.
Okay. You cast the spell.
Yeah. I touch one of my little dangly bits, some horns, and cast Thunderwave.
As the spell echoes out, it's a sharp percussive sound.
I tell everyone to close their ears.
Okay.
Close their ears.
close your ears and cover your eyes.
I need you both to roll dexterity saving throws to see if her close your eyes or your close your ears is processed quickly enough to protect your hearing as she casts the spell, because that's just funny. And
13.
13? Yeah, it's not that hard. You quickly.
14.
Oh yeah, you both quickly. And as
you close those ears,
I don't know. Maybe your species do have ways to close their ears, like
seals.
Yeah.
Do we look aquatic to you?
And the thunderous force sweeps out from Seraphina as she's standing there, and it blasts this area of the entranceway, and it all seems to shove, just based on where she was positioned, back into where it collapsed from, sealing up a space. And you kind of can see, Seraphina, as you do it, that there was a bit of a void created by the collapse, and you've kind of shoved it all up in there. You don't know if this is a long-term solution, but it does fully clear the area. And you invoked it through the rune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. So the passageway is clear, and you see Sticky Beak slowly. You can hear Sticky Beak actually coming down the hall, doing the tap, claw, tap, claw, tap, claw.
Click, which, drag, click, drag.
And finally, it's a bit of a walk down this hallway from his chambers, but it's not that much. And he goes, okay, well, thank you. I'm
going to go get my immovable rod and the rope.
Mm. Great.
I'm going to go over to Seraphina, and I'm just going to kind of take a strand of hair and tuck it back behind her horns and touch one of the runes, because I'm assuming I've noticed that she's done it, and I'm going to say, one of these days, you're going to have to show me how you do that.
Okay.
All right, so
I'll give Seraphina back her rope as I go get it.
Awesome. Materials restored to proper places. The three of you are off to what? Are you going to go investigate the bat situation? Are you have other plans? What are you up to?
I feel like we should rest, maybe.
Why don't we all, we can coalesce at my place. I have a nice chaise that you could sleep on. And my bed is certainly big enough for Seraphina and I to each fit and have plenty of room to have our own space.
There's no
need. Although I do have a very, very, very nice rug, but it doesn't provide a lot of cushion. It's more just really soft and nice to lay on, but it doesn't have a lot of, no. It's not that comfortable to sleep on, at least in my experience. But yes, the bed is, it's plenty large. We won't have, we'll each have our own space, and I'll bring up some extra blankets. Plus, the food is to die for.
I do like food.
Works for me.
The three of you agreeing to your plans for the evening start to head off. Sticky Beak says, I'm going to work on a certain rumor mill and see if I can't change our directions and some things. Thank you all. And with that, we're going to close on out and have a wonderful, wonderful, joyful whatever. Find your pod. And we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.